In the small farming city of Barron, some 200 Somali refugees have been building a community for nearly a decade, drawn there by one industry in particular. Dick Best is CEO of Workforce Resource, which assists Somali refugees in western Wisconsin. He says the Genio Turkey Store, a meat processing plant in Barron, has been the main draw.
Somalis have proved themselves to be rather adept at that kind of work, and Turkey Store has been very accommodating of their cultural and religious practices and such.
In the past, Workforce Resource has also offered basic language coaching, preventative health training, and other services. But Best says those funds have dried up. That's because Barron has been designated a secondary migration site, meaning most refugees there have been in the U.S. for more than a year. But Best says they still see new faces.
Newer refugees tend to require more levels of developmental support and social service kinds of assistance. And because of the way the funding works right now, we used to have funding to do those kinds of services, and we don't right now. So we still try to piece things together to assist newer individuals with kind of their basic needs.
In 2011, Workforce Resource was awarded $138,000 from state and federal sources. This year, only $50,000 has been allocated. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.